You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee.
Good morning, everyone. It's a hugely important moment tonight, and it will be an audience literally at attention when the president strides out to address the cadets at West Point this evening. And Barack Obama will also have the world's attention as he lays out his policy, discusses tactics, an exit strategy, we understand, and in many ways outlines the fate for many of those West Point cadets who will no doubt deploy to Afghanistan at some point over the next few years. Also paying close attention will be NATO allies being asked to increase their troop commitments in Afghanistan. But perhaps most directly affected beyond the West Point cadets and active duty officers is Pakistan, where the danger of escalation on one side of the border brings possible tension and escalation on the other side. Secretary of State Clinton addressed this issue directly a few weeks ago.
You can't just play whack-a-mole. You can't just knock down the Taliban somewhere and expect you're done, because they have, unfortunately, created this syndicate, this network of interconnected terrorist groups. And so the Pakistanis have to be vigilant.
Joining us now is Hassan Abbas, a Bernard Schwartz Fellow at the Asia Society and a senior advisor at the Harvard Kennedy School at Harvard University. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Thank you.
So, Hassan, it's been said in the past that to think of Afghanistan in isolation from Pakistan or even the rest of the region is a mistake, both militarily and politically. What are you looking for as a sign that President Obama is perhaps not looking at Afghanistan as a battlefield all its own?
I think this has to be seen first in reference to the 1,500-mile-long border between Pakistan and Afghanistan and the Pashtuns who live on the both sides. And so, for me, the indication will be if the strategy is not purely on Afghanistan, or it's not purely about surge or the number of the military officers, soldiers who will be deployed there, but if there is a component attached to it or coupled with it, which talks about Pakistani side of the border, which talks about the ordinary people who are on both sides of that Durand line, a line which is in the air. In the Western world, we think of borders and states. In that region, there's something else which defines nationality, citizenship, identity, especially in that Pashtun area. So if the policy is strictly about the number of troops and there's no additional issues tackled, then that will be a sign of problem to me.
All right. So, Hassan Abbas, let me have you listen to some early indications we're getting of reaction to one of America's closest allies. The British Foreign Secretary, David Miliband, has said his assessment of the president's speech tonight and the new strategy is definitely going to involve both sides of the border. Listen here.
The message coming out of President Obama's speech today, I think, will be that there is going to be a full counterinsurgency strategy on both sides of the Afghan-Pakistan border. And that is something that I think is very significant, because it means military pressure on the insurgencies on both sides of the border, but also a thoroughgoing campaign to ensure that the people of Afghanistan and of Western Pakistan have something to look forward to and a loyalty to their own state, which is at the heart of any successful counterinsurgency.
How do people of Pakistan not look at a statement like that and think that the Obama administration is bringing the war into Pakistan, Hassan Abbas?
The war, frankly, is already across the border. I mean, in the last 3 years, this year alone, there have been about 110 suicide attacks in Pakistan in major cities. Last year, 69 attacks. Previous year to that, 61 attacks. But I will add one further component to this, which is that it's about regional politics as well. Concern about Pakistani policy, the military policy, that they have not been doing enough in that region, because they believe that India has its increasing influence in Afghanistan, and they consider in Afghanistan as their backyard. And they believe that so long as India is increasing its infrastructure, its allies within Afghanistan, somehow that will be counterproductive for Pakistan's interests. That will be another sign of interest and of a comprehensive policy. But you're right, Pakistanis already think, thousands of the people in the tribal area and federally administered tribal area, they believe that Pakistan military and Pakistani law enforcement agencies are fighting this war on behalf of U.S., which is not exactly the case, because these militants were groomed, sponsored in that region for a long time, and Pakistan itself, its military, its security agencies are responsible partly for all of this. So they know that they're already in the war, but one additional sign will be whether there is a regional policy involved, not only in the Pakistan-Afghanistan border region, but vis-a-vis Pakistan-India-Afghanistan nexus.
Well, that begs the question, Hassan Abbas, that the president has said that his strategy is to send more troops in and to train a strong, independent Afghan army. But this isn't just an army in Afghanistan that needs to be strong and independent. It also has to be allied with the Pakistan army, and they have to work in conjunction. Is that going to work?
That would be ideal in the long sense, in the long term. Yes, Pakistan and Afghan have so much in common historically. I would not rule that out, that someday their militaries will talk to each other, will cooperate with each other. But the recent history tells us something different, which is that the Afghan army, despite a lot of investment, a lot of effort, has not been trained up to the international standards. The ethnic differences between Pashtuns, Tajiks, and Uzbeks are so entrenched, and militaries cannot be created just out of the blue. There is a history involved, there is a certain culture involved, and Afghan army is not showing any signs that they can come up to the plate, so to say, in just 2 or 3 years.
And Hassan Abbas, I mean, if I may say, to go into your remarks just a moment ago, the disturbing takeaway there is someday the Afghan army will speak with the Pakistan army. I mean, this does not bode well for anything other than continued civil war along the border.
Yes, that civil war has now converted into an insurgency. And that's, we are talking about an area which is mountainous, which is, the terrain is very difficult. Both the militaries have never been really established or based in that region. So it's not going to be only about military, it's about the counterinsurgency policy and the strategy and the regional aspects to it. But of course, law enforcement agencies also have to be strengthened. It's not only military increase of which will resolve this issue.
All right, Hassan Abbas, Bernard Schwartz Fellow at the Asia Society in New York, outlining the regional challenges, formidable regional challenges for President Barack Obama as he speaks to West Point tonight. He's also a senior advisor at the Harvard Kennedy School at Harvard University.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.